So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Shilim l'rotz l'shava, Mishalim tashlumi kefil, l'misha b'kodin etzlai. If the shomer voluntarily paid for the b'kodin rather than swear to be exempt, and the ganav was then discovered, the shomer gets back the keren that he paid, and he also gets the additional kefil and dal v'hei, because as the Gemara explains, by l'makna l'kfeila. The owner grants the kefil and dal v'hei to the shomer for his generosity in paying for the b'kodin. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of Ahu Gavad the Afkid Kipe Gabe Chavre. A person gave earrings to his friend for safekeeping. When the owner claimed the earrings, the Shemer said, Lo Yadana Hecha Isvino, I don't know where I put them. Rav Nachman ruled, Kol Lo Yadana Pshiyusahi, Zil Shalom. The Shemer must pay for the earrings because he was careless. At first the Shemer didn't pay, but then Rav Nachman Agbe La Padnimine. Rav Nachman confiscated his mansion for the payment. L'Saif Ishtakech Kipe Beyakar. The earrings were later found, and the value had increased. Rav Nachman ruled, Hadri kipi l'marayu, v'hadra padna l'mara. The owner gets back his earrings, and the shemer gets back his mansion. And even though the shemer paid for the earrings, he does not keep the earrings and acquire the gain of the increase in the value, because atrach ele beidina. The shemer did not pay voluntarily, but rather troubled the owner to summon him to Bezin, who compelled him to pay. However, in the Mishnah's case, shilim l'rotz l'shava, b'ayla makni l'kefela. If the shemer pays for the b'kodin, the owner grants him the b'kodin and its gain of kefil, because le'atrach le'beidina, the shemer paid for the b'kodin voluntarily and did not trouble the owner. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding shuma hadar. If Bezin confiscated a leiva's item to pay off a debt that he owes the malva, until when must the malva return the item if the leiva wants to pay up? Now our da'i says, shuma hadar atresi archishata. The malva must return the item only within the first year, but afterward the malva keeps it. Amemra says, Shuma hadu la'ilam. The malva must return the item forever. And the Gemara concludes, V'helcha sa shuma hadu la'ilam, Mashem shenemar v'asisa hayashav ha'tayv. The malva is obligated to go beyond the letter of the law. However, the Gemara qualifies this halacha and proceeds with several halachas regarding shuma hadu. Shama le'ilam al-chayv, v'azal iyu v'shama le'ilam al-chayv didei. If the malva confiscated the leiva's item and then used it to pay off a debt of his own to another malva, the second malva must return the item to the first leiva because he is also obligated in Vesisa Yashvatayv, since Adaita did the Zuzi Nachos. Both initially wanted their money back and not this item. However, Zavna, Urta, Vihava Bimatana, if after confiscating the leiva's item, the malva either sold, bequeathed, or gave it away as a gift, the recipient has no obligation to return the item to the leiva, and Vasisa Yeshvatev does not apply, because Hani Mi'ikara Adaitid Da'ara Nachas. They initially intended for the land and not for the money. The Gemara cites a machlekes Rav Acha v'Ravina regarding a related halacha. Agve Ihu B'chayvai. If the leiva voluntarily gave his item to the malva as payment of the loan, and it was not confiscated by Bezdin, Chara Mahadra. The malva is obligated to return the item because leizvinim al yehu v'hai de'agve midai te'machmas kisufuhu de'agve. The leiva did not intend for the malva to keep the item, and they gave it to him merely to avoid the embarrassment of Bezdin confiscating it. V'charam aloi hadra. The malva is not obligated to return the item because hai zvinim al yehi de'hamidai te'dinav she'agve. The leiva did intend that the malva keep the item since he gave it to him voluntarily. Zakta Mishnah. If a person rented someone's cow, and then loaned the cow to someone else, and the cow died naturally, the seicher, the renter, swears to the owner that the cow died naturally, and he becomes exempt from payment. And then the shayil, the borrower, pays the seicher for the cow that he loaned him. However, the seicher keeps the money and does not give it to the owner because, as the Gemara explains, seicher mishas misahu dekani, b'shvuo k'dilahavez daita shabalabais. When the cow dies, the seicher automatically becomes pater from paying the owner, and the seicher makes the shvuo to the owner merely to satisfy him. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, Ketzar hala oitzes cheru beparase shel chaveiroi, elotach zepar labailam. The seicher must give the owner the money he gets from the shayil. He cannot keep it and benefit from someone else's cow, because as Tais explains, Rabbi Yisi holds, Seicher b'shvuhu dekani. Only after the Seicher makes the shvuah does he become pater. Therefore the owner can say to the Seicher, Dal ant v'dal shvuah seich, v'anom eshte'ine dina b'hadi shayil. I release you from your shvuah obligation to me, and instead I will deal directly with the shayil and accept his payment. According to the Tanna Kamma, Reb Zeira says, Pa'amim sha'abai l'mishalmin kama paris l'secher. In the following scenario, the owner would be obligated to pay four cows to the secher. Agri minei meya yemi, v'hadu shayil minei tishin yemi. The secher first rented a cow for 100 days. And the owner then borrowed the same cow back for 90 days, leaves the secher with days 91 to 100. Then, hadu agri minei tamnin yemi, v'hadu shayil minei shivin yemi. The secher rented back the same cow for 80 days, which leaves the shayil, the owner, with days 81 to 90. And then the owner borrowed back the same cow for 70 days, which leaves the secher with days 71 to 80. Now, mesa b'toich yemei she'lasa. If the cow died during the first 70 days that the shayil, the owner, had it, the secher swears to the owner that the cow died naturally, and it becomes exempt from all payments. And the owner must now pay the secher four cows, as Rashi explains. The secher claims and keeps two cows as payment for the two cows that he had loaned to the owner. And although it was the same cow that he loaned twice, we consider it as two different cows because the original cow is not being returned. Rather, the shayil is reimbursing the mashal, in this case, the secher. Therefore, the owner must reimburse them for each shayla. And the secher claims two cows to use for his two rentals of 10 days each, and he returns these cows to the owner after the rentals expire. Ma'bar Avashi disagrees and says, Ein loy alehen el shtei paras, chadu de shayla v'chadu de schiris. The owner gives the secher only two cows. One cow he keeps for the two she'elas, and one cow he uses for the two schiras, because shum she'ela achasi. The secher has only one claim of she'ela, because it was the same cow that he had lent to the owner twice. And v'shum schiras achasi, the secher has only one claim of schiras, because it was the same cow that he had rented from the owner twice.